It's finally here. The book you've been anticipating. The biggest book of the century. The book that changes everything. From its opening line, "All this happened, absolutely," this book tells the life of a nobody who got a glimpse into the world he never should have and how it transformed him. Slaughterhouse 4, an e-novella, tells the story of what happened before. Learn the secret history of the Tralfamadorians and how their whole lives built up to the moments of Slaughterhouse 5. Find out the secret to Pooty Wheat and what it really means. It will kill you. You thought the story ended with Kurt when he died, but 20 years later, someone else picked up the pen, and so it goes. Slaughterhouse 4, the prequel to Slaughterhouse 5. Out yesterday from Random Penguin Press.
Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Yeah.
That was delayed.
I know.
All right.
I was reading.
Were you in the other room?
I was in the other room. I had come in here.
Wow.
I was given a Orson is Mucilix.
Oh, okay. He needs to have that. Wow, there's a lot less notes on this one, I'm noticing.
Yes.
Last year was like last week, I should say, was a dictionary there. Now it's like a couple little scribbles.
Yeah.
We're doing which one today?
I think I'm a clone now.
Well, you're not. What are we doing today?
What makes you think that?
I
was born the same year as the first test tube baby was.
So maybe
And my
you are.
Dad works in the government, so Uh-oh. You never know.
I think I always think I see you somewhere when I know you're working. So.
There you go.
Interesting. So that explains a lot.
Exactly.
Alrighty then. I think I'm a clone now.
Yeah, yes.
That was a fun song.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Exactly.
Shortest episode ever.
Exactly. So it was released in 1988.
Yes. Even worse.
Yes. And then the single, there's actually a single that was released in June 14th, 1988.
Why
according
didn't you make a video?
To the Weird Al Wiki, that's one. But I don't know. I don't know. It didn't even show up on like Wikipedia. No.
Like, I always think like that's that one album, like he really should have done more.
Yeah.
I more videos.
There's the first thing that comes up when you search it is actually a video that somebody did with scenes from the prequels, the Star Wars prequels.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, okay. Yeah. Somebody needs to go and redo one with Orphan Black because then you'll be able to get, I'm sure there's a lot more stuff in there. I only watched like the first half of the first season, but there's lots of hers around. I think they're supposed to be clones. I don't know.
Sure.
So yeah, the B-sides for this is, this song is just 6 words long.
Yes.
For the single of this. Yeah, it's a...
I feel like we've done this song because we've talked about it a couple times.
When we did the Moni Moni song,
yes.
We talked about a lot of things. This song is by Tiffany,
yep.
Who we've already discussed is not Debbie Gibson.
Not Debbie Gibson. Yeah. They could be clones. They might be the same person.
Well, I don't know. No. To me, I was a big Debbie Gibson fan, not a Tiffany fan.
Yeah.
She was sort of the... Britney to Tiffany's
Christina Aguilera,
I think, which is weird because I think they actually should be the other way around because wasn't Christina like originally like a church girl or something like that? I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I don't know. I don't think so. Anyways.
Britney before she became too Britney was the clean cut one and that was Debbie Gibson.
Yes.
And so I was always a fan of Debbie Gibson.
And I was mixing them up with Belinda Carlisle.
Yeah, which is completely different.
Not even on the radar. She's the third wheel of this.
No, she's not even on the charts. Like, she's not a.
They're around the same time.
Yeah, but she was like, gotta be like 10 years older than both of them, I'm pretty
sure.
Maybe. I think.
I still always get them mixed up. It doesn't change the fact that I mix these three girls up all the time.
Okay.
They're a very similar sound, I guess.
Debbie Gibson has performed on Broadway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
there you go.
I don't watch much Broadway.
See, I picked the right one. She did a better job. I think she was in like Les Mis.
Tiffany.
This is Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Which is not Debbie Gibson.
And not that other guy from the 60s who did the song originally.
Oh, yeah. No, Tommy Jones and the Shondells.
The Shondells.
Yep. Yes.
Was she a Shondell?
No, she wasn't.
Tiffany was not a Shondell.
No.
Oh, well.
Tiffany's song, however, did actually hit number one.
And that's the
reason Weird Al's parodying.
And it was knocked off by...
It knocked off Moni Moni.
Okay, I had it reversed.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And we've talked about that twice now.
I know, right?
We're just going to pass that up.
Blah.
But it is interesting because this is very clearly the Tiffany version of the song.
Yes.
Because it's all pop fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. Synthesized kind of.
The Tommy James song is a little bit interestinger because the verses are the verses, but then when he's doing the choruses, it's a little softer.
Okay.
It's a little bit like, I think we're alone now.
Like it should be. You shouldn't be screaming that part.
Exactly. Yes. Like, and it just sets a mood that is so much more interesting. Yeah. Like the first one's like, yeah, we're running away from our parents. Yeah. We're going to just make out. Yeah. And then, oh, we're hiding now.
Yeah.
I think we're going to, you know, like, and it just, I don't know, just that little bit. And when you listen to the song, it's still not quite as much as you want it to be. Like, it's definitely softer, but it's not like, you need it to be like super soft.
Right.
Very, like it would make the song so much more easy. And I definitely think that there needs to be a cover, like a slowed down cover version of this, sort of like they did with Donnie Darko with that 180 song. Where they could slow it down and make it super creepy.
Yeah. I can almost
think we're alone now. It doesn't seem to be. Yeah, exactly. Like they definitely could make a
machete. We're not alone.
Yeah. I'm sure it's already been done somewhere.
I'm sure you got to cut this in with some Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've actually started listening to a song called Punch Up the Jam.
Okay.
And it's a song where these two comedians sort of take a song, talk about it, talk about what's bad about it, and then try to record another version of the song that's better than what the original was.
That sounds pretty cool.
It's really fun. It's really interesting. And I think this would exactly be a perfect song for them.
Yes.
They need to do that song as like a slow. It'd be really cool.
Sure. Why not?
So
pump it down, not pump it up.
No.
We have to pump down this
punch
jam.
Punch it up.
Punch. I'm sorry.
Like a writer,
down.
Like a comedian writer. Uh-huh. So that's the joke.
Oh,
of the title.
I see.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I don't know.
Playing off, pump up the jam. It's a pun, kind of. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I'm glad you're with us.
I got it.
Okay. It's like, did you know Bob is lyrics of Palindromes?
Shut up.
Did you? Yeah. So,
jerk.
The other thing to say, this is Tiffany's song is mentioned in the Weezer song Heart Songs.
Yep.
Only
I love that song.
He calls it Debbie Gibson.
Wait, what?
He's like, sometimes I listen to the radio, I turn it on, I hear Debbie Gibson, and I think we're alone now. And it's like,
there's a comma.
No, but he's even said, yeah, I knew that was wrong, but I went with it anyways.
Okay. See, it's not just me.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I said political.
Well, no, anyways. So
no one remembers Tiffany.
Yeah, yeah.
Tiffany's very forgettable.
Yes.
I always think she's someone else.
Well, you know.
Yeah, I think we're alone now by Joan Jett, right?
I think you are just old enough to be out of the generation that, like, you know what I mean? Like, I think that was very important to me as a middle schooler or whatever, but as you as maybe like a later high schooler, you'd be like, I'm over that stuff.
Sure.
I'm in the Black Sabbath.
Wasn't in like high school in 88 or 87 when this came out. Jeez.
Where were you in?
Middle school? Yeah.
Okay, so I would have been in elementary school. Okay.
Exactly.
But still,
I was starting a little late.
That difference. You know.
I started middle school at 13. Well, I turned 13 in sixth grade.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Anywho.
Okay. Nice insert into Steve's life.
Anywho. All right,
so the Weird Al song.
So that's the year that this song came out, I mean.
Pretty straightforward.
Yes.
I mean, like, in terms of, like, there's no information about the song.
That's pretty much it. We can talk about, you know, what we like about the song itself.
I know, exactly. Yeah. I re-listened to this song, and well, it feels musically kind of like Girls Just Want to Have Lunch, where you're just like... Okay, it's a pop song. You know what I mean? Like, you're just like, eh.
Obviously cared more about this one.
Well, the music is very much like, okay, yeah, I could take it early.
That's not his fault.
The song itself just doesn't feel like something that I'd want to listen to a couple of times. But
I like the original.
The lyrics, however, are good.
Very good.
They're the exactly what we always talk about with Weird Al, which is like spot on.
And
so
smart.
I would give the lyrics like a 5, but the song like the music like a 3 because I wouldn't even want to listen.
Well,
to
I was
it
kind
again.
Of into this poppy stuff, and you know whatever. I really liked Belinda Carlisle at the time.
No, and that song was good, but also repetitive. And also gets repetitive.
But he changes the
in a way that he. He doesn't add anything musically to this song to make it better.
No, he really can't.
And
accordion. He should have made it accordion.
Maybe.
Would that make me happy?
Maybe.
This has been an accordion
There's
song.
There's been a couple of songs where we're like,
this could have used an accordion.
It's not great. You might as well have thrown it on an accordion.
He saved the accordion for lasagna on this album. But maybe it could have helped. But no, I always liked this song. I thought the lyrics were brilliant and very, very funny. I remember cracking up when I first heard it. I thought it was a brilliant take on it.
The lyrics are awesome.
Yes.
They really are. It's like stop dragging your car around.
Yes.
Where you're like, okay, yeah, the song, whatever. But like if you re-listen to the lyrics, you're like, no, clever lyrics.
Yeah.
Really well done lyrics. Uh-huh. It's just, it doesn't shine through
right.
the veneer of the song.
There's actually some good little bit of story in this.
Yeah.
Like background, like, you know, it better know Oprah Winfrey and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He does the circuit and and just lots of fun jokes, you know, stand by myself kind of.
Yes.
And yeah. Good song. Mm-hmm. I guess we go to lyrics.
Yeah.
What's yours?
I'm at literally right beside myself or how that one goes.
Yeah, exactly.
Mine is, I can't remember how it starts, but I'll just do this. I don't have the whole thing in front of me. Just like, I send myself for pizza, so I say. Yeah. I just like the idea of him sending himself for pizza. Sitting on the paper like, hey, I want some pizza. Hey, me, go get me some pizza.
That and like I'm always at home when I'm out of town.
Yes,
that
song. Exactly. I can be at home when I'm out of town.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's a lot of good ones. I almost went with the whole like the donor's egg thing, but that's just more scientific, you know, explanation of how cloning works, which I thought was really brilliant part of the song, how he worked that all into.
It's like Jurassic Park.
Yes, exactly. So I thought that was really cool. But no, I'm going to go with sending myself for pizza. How about you?
I am going with another lyric.
Oh.
Recording.
What's yours?
Mine is that one.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's part of some geneticist's plan. Born to be a carbon copy man. There in a petri dish, late one night, they took a donor's body cell and fertilized a human egg, and so I say,
I think I'm a clone now.
Exactly. Although that line is lots of words.
It's lots of words, but it's so brilliant.
It is. I love the, like, anytime he does the, like, he does the, because in that one, it's like, I think I'm alone now.
Yeah.
Wait, no.
The original?
The original one has that like echo thing.
Yes.
And so it is. Plan.
Yeah, I love
carbon
it.
Carbon copy man. Yeah, he does that's, fun. He always does funs with those. Has fun a lot stuff. Of fun with that stuff. So, yeah.
That was good. I like how the whole song is dubbed as two voices. He overdubs himself the entire song, which is very clever, like almost subtle, but not.
Exactly.
Play on me a clone, because I think her song is kind of, you could hear a little bit of her singing with herself just to boost her, you know, vocal limitations maybe, but the way Weird Al's doing it is like, no, I'm singing with my clone. And there's really no real difference in pitch between the two, but if you're listening, you can hear that there's two. I think that's brilliant.
Cool. It adds to the thing. So.
Yes, there's so many little tiny things that are almost subtle, but not quite, that just add to the...
And maybe they're too subtle. Maybe that's why some people are just like, this song.
Yeah.
But when you listen to it, like I said, after not hearing it for like 5 years, I listened to it again and I'm like, this is a good song.
It's got layers.
This is a good song.
It's like a parfait.
Yes, a parfait. Okay, so how many Belinda Carlisles out of five do you want?
There are five Belinda Carlisles. She's been cloned.
Cloned, okay.
She's like Dolly. The sheep, not Parton. I'm going to go a little less on this one. I really like it. It's not one of his best ever, but it's so much better than people give it credit for. Four.
Oh, okay. I'm doing 3.5.
Okay.
Same thing. Like it's good, but like, it's a Weird Al song, so they're all good.
Yeah, it's you know so what hard.
I
mean? Like, so it's,
like I said, I think that the music or something about this song makes it not a hit. But the lyrics are not the reason.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I'm sticking with my four. Right. I thought about going backwards a little bit. But
No.
I'm sticking with it.
Stay.
It's been written down in ink.
It's done.
All right.
So you can get a hold of us at 302-72-WEIRD.
Yep.
Or email us at weareallyankovics@gmail.com. Join the Facebook group. Just look for We're All Yankovics. Join the group and have fun talking about this stuff.
Yeah.
We also... would like you to rate us and review us. So just go on iTunes and go five stars and then go, I don't listen to this show, but I gave it a 5 stars anyway.
And Charlie showed me how to do it.
Yes.
So it can be done.
It can be done.
Yay.
Cool.
All right. More you know.
The more you know. Okay.
Yes. That's it, right?
Yes, that's it.
And we're on Twitter too and Facebook.
Yeah.
You find us there.
Just search for our names. You'll figure it out.
You'll find us. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.